Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tincture, and this is day 18 of 365 days of gentle parenting. It's been a tiring day because the day started at 5 o'clock in the morning and we rushed to the airport, boarded the flight, and we were back in Kolkata by 1 in the afternoon, and the boys were welcomed with flowers and garlands, which is a little overdue, I would say. But then if a sister, a cousin sister, wants to welcome her brothers in that manner, I don't mind really. It was really, really fun to watch them have so much affection for each other that they were waiting to meet each other eagerly. Eagerly is an understatement. I have to look for a different and a stronger word to justify what they felt for each other, or rather what they displayed yesterday that they felt for each other. So that was primarily about it. I was feeling a little low because it's never very mood lifting to see your parents cry when you're leaving. Well, they didn't really cry this time, but yes, I know it was weighing very heavy on them that we are leaving them and they're alone in the house. So one was I was tired, two was it was weighing heavy on me that I had left my parents back in Chandigarh and come here to a fuller life, a houseful rather, not a fuller life but a houseful. And I was a little disoriented. So a month in a different location and coming back to your home can be disorienting. So I am giving myself at least 1 or 2 days to get back to normal. The good thing that happened was that my husband had already gotten a virtual background, a green screen stand for me, so that I can try out looking better on screen during the FB Live sessions and the Zoom sessions. And I realized that I could connect my mobile phone to the laptop to use the video and the audio. So that's what we are doing now. My phone remains engaged with the mobile phone for so long I am in a call. And the quality has improved. It's still not there, but the quality has improved, so I'm not complaining really. And yeah, a very interesting conversation started during the flight. So there were these three girls who were sitting behind me and they were discussing something to do with being feminists or empowering children and stuff like that. And I had been fresh out of a panel discussion the day before. I was brewing with ideas and thoughts and opinions, and the moment I heard that, so one of the girls said that, how capable do you feel to take any decisions of your life at 26 any more than you were at 16? And I just turned around and I had to excuse myself first that I'm sorry for interrupting, but I couldn't help eavesdropping on your conversation. And the reason that you are not any more empowered at 26 than you were at 16 is because you were not encouraged to take decisions about yourself at 6. And I was very happy for the statement that I had made, but then it is going to take some time for me to sit back and think how I am encouraging or not encouraging the same attitude, the decision-making attitude at a younger age with my own kids. So yeah, one of the points that we discussed during the panel the day before was empowering the children. And it's fun that it was a coincidence that this point came up and I could discuss this with the girl. So what followed was an hour-long discussion on how you can be an empowered parent. And the irony is that none of the girls were parents. They were not even married. So I just went on to discuss with them how. So the other question was that there was this girl who belonged to a Sardar Sikh family, and she said that in our culture we are not allowed to cut our hair, but I want my kids to take that decision for themselves. So what do you do? Do you let them grow their hair, or do you encourage them to cut their hair? I said, you just give them options. You have to give them choices. You have to make them aware of the choices available to them. There are families who stick to their cultures and they don't give that choice to their kids. That's their conviction, especially where religion is concerned, cultures are concerned. Not everybody can be open-minded enough to give that choice to the children of the house. But yeah, if you really do want that, you don't go ahead and cut it for the kids. You give them choices. You make them aware of the choices. And her question was next that until the kid is big enough or grown up enough to understand the choices, what do you do? You look at your own convenience, was my answer. So yes, kids in Sikh families have a tough time during the summers because yeah, there's a lot of hair on the head. So you take care of your convenience in that case. You take your calls on the basis of your convenience, whether you like to maintain that extra task for your kid or not. And then something very interesting, something more interesting came up. So two of the three girls in that group were gay partners. They looked absolutely normal to me. But obviously, so I always say that I am an ignorant individual when it comes to issues and things related to the lesbian and the gay community. And I wanted to ask them a lot of questions to understand the nature of their relationship, the nature of their own insecurities, how they overcame those insecurities and fears of being judged in the society, etc. And yeah, we've set up a time and we might meet. They're in Kolkata for at least 10 days, so I might meet them sometime this week. And then, yeah, maybe we can have a conversation around it. But yeah, that's about it for the day. There's a lot of unpacking still left to be done. I had unpacked 3 of the luggages yesterday, and 2 of the luggages still need to be opened up and unpacked. The good thing is there's not much of laundry to be done. We had done it in Chandigarh itself. We just packed the stuff and came back. So I just need to unpack and put them back in the wardrobes. It's going to be a busy day because it's back to normal life now. I got back to my work journal, made a list of things that need to be done first thing today in the morning. And I hope I can get back to the routine of recording the day's proceedings and my experiences later during the night and not first thing in the morning. So let's see how that works out. I think I will be more oriented and more aligned with what's going on around me today. If not, still I'll make sure that I'll update you about my parenting experiences. I keep forgetting. There's another update. So the kids have been bought a PlayStation, and we as parents in the house, the adults in the house, are up for a humongous task of monitoring their screen time now. Now this screen time, thankfully, will not be passive screen time. It will be active screen time, which will be better stimulating the brain. As in, it's better to play games than to just watch senseless cartoons. So that's the task that I and the other adults in the house are up to. How to, one, monitor and limit the time, the playing time, And two is how to limit and monitor the sibling fights over whose chance is it on the game console. So that's going to be one huge parenting task. I hope I can keep my temper and I can keep up to my sprint. I don't know the right word. I need to look at the dictionary. So I can continue my sprint of gentle parenting. And that's about it for the day. Have a good day. This is Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tincture. This was day 18 of 365 days of gentle parenting.